Bees do so much important work for us and for the environment. But unfortunately, according to the National Biodiversity Data Centre, over half of Irish bee species have declined in the past 40 years. I attended the National Wild Bee Fest, which was held in Tralee Bay Wetlands this weekend, to learn more about bees and what can be done to counteract this decline. Niamh Ní Gual from Transition Kerry explains how important bees truly are for us.
Hi, my name is Niamh Ní Gual and I'm a volunteer with Transition Kerry here in Tralee. Now, we're delighted to have the Wild Bee Festival. So I suppose the wetlands were based here, and as groups have come from all over Kerry and different counties to learn more about, we're focusing particularly on what's called the large carder bee or the moss carder bee, and that's one of the many bumblebees that we have here. And there's solitary bees, and then there's a honeybee. So I suppose it's to celebrate and to raise awareness about this particular bee, but then all the other pollinators as well. Bees are amazing. Bees are one of many pollinators because you have butterflies, moths, wasps, which a lot of people mightn't like wasps either, but they actually all have a huge role in the pollination of plants. So it can be wild plants, it could be the food we're eating, it's our trees, our and the berries that we see, if you like eating, whether it's strawberries or blackcurrants, or you like eating pumpkins or tomatoes, you're eating food that's been pollinated by insects, and predominantly bees can do a lot of that. The more bees there are, the more they do that, but they cover their bodies in pollen when they move from plant to plant, and that helps with the pollination. So we rely on them for our, like, all the nature around us. Bumblebees and would be particularly important.
And if someone was listening to this at home and they were thinking, how can I help?
No, that's a brilliant question, because that's where we ask people to start a lot of the time. So whether, even if you don't have a garden, it might have window boxes or pots. And if you do, so in that case, you might sow seeds of native wild Irish plants in those window boxes, or even herbs like lavender and sage and rosemary, the plants like that, which are useful for us too. If you've a garden, one of the biggest things is to change how you're mowing. So a lot of people might have heard of no-mow May, but actually you can do different types of mowing at different types of times of the year. And so changing how you're mowing is, rather than saying don't ever mow again, it's actually just changing how you do it, because daisies and certain plants like self-heal and dandelion, they grow where you mow regularly, and clovers, whereas other plants grow in longer meadows. So it's also about having a few different ways of mowing. And the other one would be really important in terms of maybe planting native hedges in your garden or native trees. Or if you think, oh, I don't have space for that, even a small apple tree, because you can get some apple trees, they'll only grow to 6 or 7 feet. You know, so no matter if you have a small garden or a big garden, you can change that accordingly. I suppose our biggest thing is that there's loads of people doing lots of work, and none of us are, like, we're not all experts in it. We just love maybe being out in nature. Another thing we'd always ask, and we've talked about it this morning, is Kerry County Council are really doing a lot of work in terms of changing how they're mowing areas. So you might be going down the Bracker or Regan Road or out the canal, and you're like, oh, the grass is really long and messy. But actually, they're really trying to change how they're mowing. But they're also mowing some areas short, so you can still walk through them, and then leaving areas that are long. And it's kind of maybe contacting the council and saying, we would contact them and say, encourage them to do more of this. But at the same time, we're all in this shared space, so it really, sometimes putting up signs is really helpful. Some parishes are doing that, church grounds, they're putting up signs to explain why they're leaving areas unmown. And if you're interested in getting involved, like, there's the wetlands is a really good place of information. They do loads of workshops and training. Transition Kerry is involved. We do as much training and nature walks and things like that as well. Your local tidy towns, you know, so there's Kerry branch of the Irish Wildlife Trust as well. So if there's Fianaigh, there's groups out in Fianaigh, Sneem, Ballybunion, Ballyhaig, I'll forget, you know, they're all over the place out West Kerry. So maybe just get involved with your local groups and start maybe doing some simple nature walks and finding out what's on your doorstep first, and then bit by bit find out what other local communities are doing and see how we can work together on, you know, bringing it's the restoration of nature in our county. So
I spoke with Alan Balfe, who explains that bees aren't the only pollinators.
My name is Alan Balfe. I'm the Wildlife and Education Coordinator here at Tralee Bay Wetlands. We have the Wild Bee Fest on, so it's in collaboration with the National Biodiversity Data Centre, Tralee Tidy Towns, Transition Kerry and the Irish Wildlife Group. Trust. Pollinators are highly important for the food web. They pollinate all the flowers that are out there. And this includes more than just bees. I think most people focus on honeybees and bumblebees, but we've actually 21 species of bumblebee, and we've 77 species of solitary bees. And that's not including, you know, there's a huge amount of species that people don't know. We've butterflies, moths, small flies, beetles, and hoverflies. They all do pollination for us. So, and each of them requires a different environment. Like hoverflies, some of their larvae will spend time inside water, so you need ponds to bring them around the place. And then, in addition, some of their adults will pollinate, and some of them will also eat greenfly. Planting native trees is always good because that, if you know, like hawthorn, that's a great, it's a great one, and it brings in birds as well. Do organic gardening, so you can learn how to deal with pests organically, like using, you know, some insects don't like garlic or onions, so plant loads of onions and garlic around your vegetable beds. And that's, so by going organic, you stop spraying. And spraying is really one of the big things that's killing off a lot of insects. Because when you spray insecticides on your vegetables, we have a load of insects in the ground. Like a lot of our beetles hibernate in the ground, and a lot of our bees also hibernate in the ground as well for the winter. So if you go spraying late summer, you could very easily hit them and kill off a whole population then in one go.
Dr. Una Fitzpatrick also spoke with me and outlined the nationwide pollinator plan.
My name is Dr. Una Fitzpatrick and I work as a senior ecologist in the National Biodiversity Data Centre, and I also manage the All-Ireland Pollinator Plan.
Do you want to explain what the All-Ireland Pollinator Plan is?
Yeah, so, you know, as you've been talking about, we've got over 100 wild bees in Ireland and one third are threatened with extinction. So, you know, that has devastating consequences for us. So the All-Ireland Pollinator Plan was set up as a way to try and address that issue. So we wanted to come together as an island to try and make it a place where pollinators could survive and thrive. So what we've been doing is trying to produce these evidence-based actions for different sectors. So if you're a farmer, you know exactly the actions that you can take to help. If you're a council, you know what you can do. If you know what you can do in your garden, and then you know what you can do in your local community. So we're trying to really bring everyone together to address this problem and improve the lot of our pollinators. I always say anyone who has any responsibility for a piece of land, from the biggest farm to the smallest window box, can help. In your garden, you know, we've probably talked before, but it's things like don't cut your grass so often. You know, plants like dandelions are incredibly important to bees and other pollinators. So don't cut your grass so often. You know, maybe plant more native trees. If you have room for a hedgerow, it's a fantastic source for biodiversity. Be careful with your use of chemicals. And then, you know, when you're putting in garden plants, make sure when you go to the garden centre, you choose some that are pollinator-friendly, that are rich in pollen and nectar. The best thing to do is go to the garden centre, see what bees are visiting. And we also have lots of resources on pollinators.ie that can help you. But, you know, bees, it's been shown that they prefer blue-purple. It's their favourite colour. So it tends to be plants in that kind of colour range. Not that they won't go to anything else, but they do like blue-purple. So things like lavender and catmint, maybe comfrey, lungwort, those plants are really important because they're so rich in pollen and nectar. So bees are incredibly important. You know, we know this free service that bees provide to the Irish economy is worth about 59 million a year. That's just the crops that they pollinate. Even more important and often overlooked is the role that they play in our wider environment. So we know that well over 3/4 of our wild plants need to be pollinated. So without bees, you know, the landscape looks totally different. It's a lot less colourful. There's a lot less diversity there. Those wild plants really are the bedrock of everything. They provide fruits and seeds for other birds and mammals. They provide a habitat for everything to live in. So without bees, the consequences would be, you know, significant. So yeah, you know, the impacts would be huge. And, you know, it's lovely to, I think, to go outside, whether it's your garden or your farm, and to hear that buzzing. You know, it's such a lovely part of nature and would be a real shame if we lost it. Within the National Biodiversity Data Centre, we manage information on Ireland's wildlife, so we track what we have here. And believe it or not, we've got over 30,000 different species in Ireland, including those 100 wild bees. So what we do in the centre is we track the changes in our biodiversity. So we know that with bees, for example, they're declining. You know, we know one third are threatened with extinction. We know that some of our common species, particularly the common bumblebees, are declining year on year, unfortunately. So we really need to make transformative change in how we manage the landscape, which is why we're here in Tralee. You know, there's amazing work happening in Kerry across the whole county, from farmers to local community groups to tidy towns to faith communities, people in their gardens. So we wanted to come here today to Tralee just to support, to show our support for the amazing work that's happening in Kerry. You know, and its small actions taken together can have an enormous impact.